May 16, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Assurances of Hope. Opening prayer. With all of the uncertainties in this world, Father, thank you that I can be sure your word is true and never changing. Read Hebrews chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. The certainty of God's promise. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that, by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. Reflect. Which of all the promises of God have been significant in your life? Vow, promise, pledge, affirmation, bond, guarantee. There are many words that indicate agreement between two parties. Such contracts have long been regarded as signposts of civilization. After explaining the relationship between God and humanity and exposing its possibilities and challenges, the writer discusses the solemnity of the agreement between the two parties. The key note of this promise is this: I will surely bless you. This promise first comes as a swearing from God. Swearing, in its positive sense, is a verbal utterance based on trust. This promise of God, given to Abraham when he was promised descendants, can be seen in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Next is an oath. God repeats his promise to Abraham at the point when he is ready to sacrifice Isaac. But God has no higher authority above him, and hence he swears by himself to make this an oath. I swear by myself, declares the Lord. Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. The climactic point of the display of God's love to us is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We have this hope. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. Apply. The history of the Bible is the story of God's unchanging love, finally sealed at the cross. Can you respond to this with unwavering faith? Closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your promises that never change and for your love that never fails. Thank you for Jesus, who is my sure and steadfast anchor, no matter what may come. Keep me ever mindful that he is my refuge and hope, today and forever.